This is film for thought. Give us 2 minutes. We'll give you something to think about.
Clint Eastwood, the director, turns his crotchety camera to the one thing he knows just about better than anybody, which is the hero myth of the American male, the closed circle of the male psyche in the last 50 years, from the Western to the Nixon-era vigilante justice of Dirty Harry, taking care of criminals on his own. The man with no name, spaghetti westerns, who had one-word answers and walked around with a gun, will travel to his Oscar-winning film, The Unforgiven, where he won Best Director for deconstructing what American Westerns blockbusters really told us about race, sex, and Native Americans. And really what his position was is that the things that you didn't see in the films were much worse than the good guys, quote-unquote good guys, running around with guns, taking care of quote-unquote bad guys. The treatment of women, the treatment of blacks, the treatment of Native Americans were all really, in his words, The Unforgiven. So what does he do here with American Sniper, a modern story of a post-9/11 sort of patriot, a cowboy who joins up to become the Navy SEAL who kills the most quote-unquote bad guys in the history of the American Sniper's Navy SEAL program. He kind of deconstructs that too. You don't see Bradley Cooper's character just simply killing guys and getting props. You do see a lot of the props that he gets. I mean, you do see a lot of cheers and sort of what the Greeks would have considered kudos being tossed his way. But he doesn't seem to enjoy it, doesn't seem to be happy. To be good at killing people doesn't make him happy. And his wife gives him a hard time for not, you see their marriage falling apart because he's not able to be there because he's out killing people. He doesn't get to see his child being born. What you see here is an interesting movie, sort of a revelation of a movie, really, in a way that heroes are not really heroic. The things that people do that causes them to be looked at as great men, specifically men, this is really Eastwood deconstructing man himself, the things that make men be looked at as high achievers are not necessarily things that make them good people. They're not good husbands, they're not good fathers. And yet, that's sort of the paradox. In this world where nothing is really good, can we still celebrate the journey? And can we have empathy for those men that Eastwood like himself?